take your next question, Bruce.
All right. The next one is a bit deeper now. All of us on the call know about the importance of having an expert presence. And it seems to me that the message about this is going to become more widespread. It's going to become ubiquitous. And so I'm wondering where you're thinking all this is going to head. Because we're all trying to kind of anticipate what the next thing is, which just kind of gets me to the next question. But how do you think this is going to develop beyond this expert presence?
What do you mean by how this is going to develop? I'm not sure what this is.
Okay. When you talk about the sort of, if you like, the first generation or maybe the second generation of gurus that are out there, and now they're dealing with people that are at a much more advanced level for the most part. You also mentioned earlier that there's a dearth of people that can come in at a more basic level and teach people who are just coming online. I guess what I'm saying is that more and more people over a period of time are going to establish this expert presence. And it just sort of, as I look forward, I'm thinking to myself, as more and more people establish a web presence, it's going to be, or an expert presence, it's going to become like everything else. When everybody's doing it, it's going to stop being effective. So what's the next thing after that?
Well, Bruce, I want to be honest with you. I think establishing an expert presence sounds like too much work for most people to do it. I mean, people have had expert presence online for 20 years.
Okay.
Successful people have an expert presence online and will always have. 99% of people are not willing to do the work to create the expert presence. And I don't think human nature is going to change in the next 10 years. I don't think we're going to have like a big explosion of people who are bona fide experts and willing to put 1,000 articles on their website. You know, when I was active in article marketing, I used to beg people. You know, I don't talk about article marketing much anymore. I'm tired of trying to talk people into writing more than 7 articles. You know, there was an old statistic we used to look at, and that statistic was that the average person would only submit 7 articles to E-Zine Articles. I never could understand that, because I submitted like 7 articles my first day. So, where was I here?
Talking about
7 articles. Now, when I was writing and writing and writing, you know, I suggested to folks that if they would just get 1,000 articles over there at E-Zine Articles, it would position them as an expert. I probably told 10,000 people that. And I think I can count 4 people at E-Zine Articles that did that at my suggestion. And those 4 people are successful today because they have created their expert presence. They have built on that presence. So I don't think that a very high percentage of people is going to take the advice, honestly, Bruce.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been talking about it for 2 years, but I haven't been making such a big deal about it. And I'll tell you why. Because of the fact that most people won't do it anyway.
Okay.
But I have gotten to the point that I just don't care anymore. If somebody doesn't want to do it the way I suggest, they can go learn how to do it the way somebody else suggests. And I've really gotten away from the place where it still deeply bothers me that somebody can hear what I teach month in and month out and continue to try to not build the content base. It still bugs me. Because I know that the 4 hours that somebody has spent online reading emails to try to find out what the newest thing is online.
Yeah.
You know, so many people spend an hour a day reading emails from all of their competitors to find out what the newest thing is and the newest fad is. I read maybe 4 emails from highly trusted, respected people, not to find out what the newest thing is, but just because I like learning from these individuals. I don't do anything new in my business that's inherently new like a fad. Now, I'm constantly learning how to improve specific elements, and then I keep it from a perspective of chasing the fads.
Yeah.
I don't care to chase any of them, and it hurts me. It really hurts me inside. You know, I talked to a client in another program a few weeks ago, and he told me that he hadn't had much time to work online, and so he hadn't done anything in his business that he could report over the past 2 weeks. So I felt sorry for him. But I was thinking that there'd be something more there, and so I asked him, I said, so friend, how many hours did you have your computer turned on last week? And he said, I had it on for about 15 hours. So I asked him, I said, what did you do with those 15 hours? I don't remember the exact number now, but he said something like 5 to 7 hours he spent reading emails to find out if he could learn anything new. I said, what did you do with the rest of the time? He said, well, I spent the rest of the time listening to stuff. And so I said, well, what kind of stuff are you talking about? Well, he said, just listening to different trainings to find out what I should be doing. Now, mind you, this is an individual who's in a program with me at the very beginning, who's getting all the proliferation of material that's step by step by step to do this particular thing. And he'd been given specific instructions on what to do for that 2 week period of time that would have changed his life if he had done that material. It probably would have taken 10 hours to do. And so I said, well, let me ask you this. What do you have to show for, what have you learned? I asked him, I said, what did you learn in those 5 to 7 hours of reading emails? I can't think of anything, Sean. And so I said, okay, well, can you tell me what stuff you learned through all the stuff you were listening to? And he said, Sean, I just don't remember a single thing. I said, well, did you take really good notes so you could go implement all the stuff that you learned? No, I didn't take any notes. So I asked him, I said, friend, if you hadn't turned the computer on at all, would you be any worse off in your business than you are today? And he says, no, actually, I wouldn't have been. And I said, so what would happen if you'd have just taken those 15 hours and just written articles for the whole amount of time? Or I think he's writing a book, so if you'd have just spent those 15 hours just writing, how much would you have written? And if I remember correctly, he told me he would have written 3 to 4 chapters in his, like, 12-chapter book. So I asked him, I said, so the 15 hours that you spent reading emails and listening to stuff, you could have had your book one-third written, and then you could have written the next third this 2 weeks, and in 2 more weeks you could have written the last third. And he said, you're right, Sean. You're absolutely right. Here's the thing. I think if the average person, and I have to be careful here because some people hearing the sound of my voice are not average. You're working 80 hours a week. You have to sneak this call into your lunch break. You have 2 hours a week online. I'm not talking to you. But for everybody else on this call, everybody else besides those of you who are special, I'm talking to everybody else. The average person that's hearing the sound of my voice spends at least 20 hours a week doing things that have no lasting impact in their life. Watching YouTube you don't remember you watched. Reading emails you don't remember you read. You don't know who they're coming from. Learning techniques from people that have never done whatever it is. If you were to take those same hours, those same 20 hours, and not open your email account, and not open YouTube, and not open Google, and just create content for those 20 hours for 4 weeks, you'd have 80 hours worth of content in 1 month. That could be 8 10-hour home study courses. That could be a 10-hour home study course plus a 10-hour coaching program plus 60 hours of YouTube video. And you don't have to be an expert to do any of this. Like I shared with you earlier, all you have to do to be able to do any of this is learn 5 minutes worth of information and then go record or write 5 minutes worth of information. You do that 1,000 times and you are now positioned as an expert in your niche. So Bruce, to answer your question about what the next big thing is, 1% of the population that's willing to do the work I just shared with you, which really, I don't think it's that much work. It's what I do day in and day out. It's what I've done for 7 years. I enjoy doing it. More than enjoy, I love doing it. I like the freedom that comes along with it. I like the money that comes along with it. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy teaching and learning. I spent 3 hours reading a book last night that I learned an incredible amount of information from it. And I was planning to teach it today, but I think we'll probably have to postpone that till next week. I love what I do, and I'm still in the process, Bruce, of learning more so I can teach more. Does that answer your question?
Yep. It does. That's